Holiday Adams Urban Improvement District Board of Commissioners, regular meeting Monday, December 22nd at 9 a.m. is now in session. We stand for the pledge of allegiance.
A pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is nice, I actually got brown now.
Sprawl out everywhere. Oh, that's your.
Will the secretary call the roll, please?
Commissioner Ralph?
Here.
Commissioner Rocher here, Commissioner Reagan?
Here.
Commissioner Stiff?
Here.
Commissioner Pinkley?
Here.
All present.
We do have a quorum. I have a motion to approve the agenda.
I make a motion that we amend the agenda to include the November financials that we got last night. That's the reason they're not on the agenda, but if everybody's okay, we had a chance to review.
That was just for the change of.
Not the budget, just the November financials.
Oh, the November financials, okay.
I'll second.
I moved and seconded to amend the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from October 6th? Special meeting, November 24th is a regular meeting, December 10th was a special meeting, and the 17th was a special meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve them.
I'll second.
I moved and seconded to approve the minutes from the previous meetings. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The minutes for 10-6, 11-24, 12-10, and 12-17 have been approved. Do we have any announcements? Rich, do you have any announcements?
Not right now.
We were talking prior to the meeting. Do you have any information to shed on about the fire that's going on currently?
Fire?
Yeah.
What fire is going on right now?
By Pyramid.
We have a brush fire and grass fire going right now.
Oh, I have not heard any reports on it.
Yeah, it just happened. We're only aware of it through social media from last night, is all we saw.
Stephanie said it was controlled.
It said, and it's kind of rumor now, but apparently it's being tended to by the Forest Service.
Oh, so it's
apparently early on, it was being fought by Holiday Island firefighters and
we don't know.
Maybe some other districts too, but we're just.
Where's this at?
Alex, where do you say?
I live up, I'm 158 Holiday Island Drive. If you look out my back door, you're looking up at units 1 and 2 up there, and it's up off, Valley View Drive goes off a Wild Turkey, comes up this way and goes off to the north, or, yeah, northwest. And then there's another road that goes off to the northeast, and it's right in between those two. You can look, see it up on the map there.
Hmm.
And it's been burning for hours. The first person that said something about it on social media, the neighborhood email, was like 10 hours ago.
Right.
So it's been going all night apparently, but it's been slowly going downhill. There are two locations, and there's just fire slowly creeping downhill, putting out a lot of smoke. And one of our fire trucks did go down Wild Turkey about an hour and a half ago, a little after 8, and it went down there, but I don't know where it went. I lost sight of it.
Well, I'll do some checking on that.
Well, typically the fire chief would be here, he's not, so I assume they're out.
Yeah, they must be working it. But, I mean, I've received an email from John Wright this morning at, well, about 6:30, so. Must have been gone, yeah. He must have just taken time for him to do that then, so.
Well, I don't think there's any houses or personnel near it, so I don't think there's any lights involved.
Yeah. You thought Stephanie said it was under control?
Yeah, she said it was a controlled fire.
Controlled fire.
And then somebody called in this morning and said the fire department was up and down the road all night.
Good to know.
So, yeah. Somebody called this morning to ask about it.
Any word on the sign?
It was shipped last week, and then they're supposed to be getting hold of me because we got to do inspection on it before they even take it off the truck. But I have not got the shipping number and when it's being delivered yet. But yeah, it's on its way.
Okay. Old business, consider action to approve the budget for the 2026 fiscal year, the second of the week.
Do we still have public comments?
No.
Yeah, I did.
No, it's number 12.
We went into announcements, yeah, so we need public comments. I think we...
Well, no one signed up.
Oh, that's cool. Did anybody sign up?
No one signed up for public comments, so I breeze right on by it.
Oh, their parents.
Item 12 on the agenda, public comments.
Yeah, there's number 12.
Have to sign up.
Well, it's also on item 9.
It's on item 9. That's why I...
And if people sign up, we allow them 3 minutes of time to podium to address the board. And no one has signed up, so I just...
Yeah.
Number 2.
Move on.
Number 2.
Okay, back to...
No, on the speaker.
A motion to consider to approve the budget for 2026.
Turn it straight up and down.
I'll make that motion.
There you go.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the budget for 2026 for the second reading.
I have a question about this. Are the Corps of Engineers contracts included in here? Are they due?
As right, no.
I just got this budget. It's teeny print.
And what is your question?
Of all this stuff that's listed, my question is the Corps of Engineer contracts due and included in this budget?
Not right now.
Rebecca, I think I signed that lease for the point. I think that's a 4-year lease, and I think I signed it last year.
Well, that's my question, and there's more than one. There's one, two...
I think there's a total of 3.
There's another one that's due in 2030 or 2029.
Okay, that's what I don't know when they're due, so that's part of my question.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they're staggered, and if they're coming up, typically we would know about it.
Yeah, because we get an email for them.
So in all this teeny print, that's not part of what I'm going to read later.
No.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay, we're back to...
It's been moved and seconded.
It's been moved and seconded. Will the secretary call the roll, please?
Commissioner Ralph?
Yes.
Commissioner Roachford, yes. Commissioner Reagan?
Yes.
Commissioner Stith?
Yes.
Commissioner Pinkley?
Here.
Yes.
The second reading has been approved for the budget for 2026. We'll move on to approving...
Do we want to add in the number of the financials at that spot? We didn't say where we want to put it to the financials to approve.
Well,
I would think that's old business, right?
I would think it's new business. We got it yesterday.
Okay, so I'll just add it to the end.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd say it's new business.
Okay.
Number 4.
Got it. Add it to number 4. Okay.
Yeah. So now we're considering the action to approve the notice of levy for the tax assessment for 2026. We have a motion to approve the tax levy for 2026, which all of you have got the copies of. First, do we have a motion to approve the levy?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the levy for 2026, which is no change is made. It's the same as last year. All those in favor of approving the tax levy for 2026, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Tax levy for 2026 has been approved with no changes. Consider to approve the interlocal agreement with the City of Holiday Island to provide fire protection for $100,000 for 2026. That a motion to approve the interlocal agreement with the City of Holiday Island.
I'll make a motion that we approve the interlocal cooperation agreement to provide fire protection services for the City of Holiday Island.
I'll second.
It's been I moved and seconded to approve the interlocal agreement with the city of Holiday Island for fire protection for 2026 for a cost of $100,000.
I only want to make sure we clarify as before we vote that we're authorizing the district manager to sign on our behalf. His signature listed in the interlocals.
Correct.
So I just want to make sure we're all clear on that.
We're all clear on that.
Want a roll call vote?
Please, will Secretary call the roll to approve the interlocal agreement with the city?
Commissioner Ralph?
Yes.
Commissioner Rochford, yes. Commissioner Reagan?
Yes.
Commissioner Stith?
Yes.
Commissioner Pinkley?
Yes.
Yes.
The interlocal agreement with the city of Holiday Island to provide fire protection for $100,000 in the year 2026 has been approved by the board with unanimous vote. Consider to take action to approve the 2026 interlocal agreement with the city of Holiday Island to provide road maintenance services for $94,475 in the year 2026. I have a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion that we approve the interlocal cooperative agreement to provide road and ditch maintenance services to the city of Holiday Island for 2026.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the 2026 interlocal agreement with the city of Holiday Island to provide road maintenance services for $94,475. Secretary call the roll, please.
Commissioner Ralph?
Yes.
Commissioner Rochford, yes. Commissioner Reagan?
Yes.
Commissioner Stith?
Yes.
Commissioner Pinkley?
Yes.
The interlocal agreement with the city of Holiday Island to provide road maintenance services for 2026 has been approved by the board of commissioners. I have a motion to approve the financials for November of 2025.
I'll make a motion that we approve the November 2025 financials.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the November financials of 2025. All those in favor say aye.
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 David? What are you doing?
I just have a minor, administrative adjustment before we vote, or just a pattern of the main thing. On the cash analysis page?
Yes.
I think it's just an oversight, but correct me if I'm wrong, but our 2024 financials, we already approved the audit for that, correct?
Right.
So if you scroll down, is it the cash analysis? Yeah, I thought it was cash analysis page. Scroll down, keep going. Somewhere in there it says it's not, the 2024 financials are not audited. I'll call it online. It just needs to reflect the right.
Because the 2024s haven't been up. Oh, yeah.
They have. I know.
Okay. I was a year behind.
It's
sorry.
It's the 24 balance says it's unaudited on the cash analysis sheet, but it is, we did approve the 2024 audit.
Yes.
Some time ago.
Right. I just happened to catch it today, so I just want to make sure. It's an admin oversight, but I just want to make sure we get it corrected on the master.
Got it.
And then just for clarification for everybody in case. For the CD analysis, for people that are listening to this may not have heard previous meetings on how we're working on our CD minimum reserve balance, on the CD balance sheet.
Yeah.
It shows 24.06%, which is below our minimum 35% reserve capital. But for the audience, that the district manager, by our regulation, has the authority to, or has the capability, if it's below that, for a whole year, to bring it back up to the minimum 35%. We are going to come up more than the 24% when you reinvest a portion of the CD that you've already cashed out back into the reserve account.
Yes.
So I'm not saying we need to change anything. I'm just saying for people looking at that, seeing it's below 35%, if that sticks out in their mind, that is why. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And now that the budget is passed, we'll crunch the final numbers, and then that CD will get rolled back in with the exact number we need to put back in there.
Okay. So with that, that's all I had for discussion. Sorry, I think we called the roll.
Okay, let's start over with the roll call vote for the.
Okay.
Approving.
Commissioner Ralph.
Yes.
Commissioner Ralph, Commissioner Roachford, yes. Commissioner Reagan.
Yes.
Commissioner Stith.
Yes.
Commissioner Bean.
Yes.
Okay. The November financials for 2025 have been approved by the board. Thank you, David. Okay, we'll open it now again for public comments.
Now I got it. Rebecca Sherman, Ronald Turkey. Oops, I'm so sorry. I'd like to understand, or have you try to explain to me, the A&P tax that is now charged to four different building locations of Hyson's, the ballroom, the barn, the island room, and the campground, when they are short-term rental, not long-term. So if Hyson has an event in any of those buildings, do you then have to pay the A&P commission on the money collected? Or how does that work?
When it's a Hyson event, we do not charge ourselves to rent the place, so we do not have to pay an A&P tax on a non-transferable fund.
All right. Then if an individual has rented any of those four places and they hold an event, then that, and the event has a ticket price, so let's just go with the barn. And somebody rents the barn, they're going to have an event at the barn. That event is collecting a price. Then you pay the A&P commission based on what they collected and their rent?
Nope, we just collect on the rent. For the A&P tax, we collect on just the rent of the facility.
Okay. There's one more. If a person rents the barn, I'll just stick with the barn. If a person's rented the barn and they've gone before the A&P commission, and the A&P commission has contributed to the sponsorship of that event, then what? How do you collect? Who's collecting what? Paying to who?
We're still only paying A&P tax on the rental. Everything else is not, doesn't have, we don't have to make payments to A&P. It's just the money that we receive for rentals.
Just the rental.
Just the rental.
Yep, just the rental price is what we submit a percentage to the A&P.
Thank you. I answered that.
Any other public comments? Alex?
No, sir.
Commissioner comments? David? Come on, man.
Well, we talked about the water success last week. I guess I'll just say I'm going to hope everybody has a Merry Christmas that's coming up, and we end on a positive note with Merry Christmas. That's all I have.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Agenda scheduling, I think. I don't think we have anything now until after the new year.
January 19th and the 26th is all I have.
And January 19th, I will not be here.
Right, and Nicole will run the meeting.
Right, Nicole will run the meeting.
I would like to make a quick statement of thank you, Randy, for the very well done job of being chairman this year.
Thank you.
And Pinkley as vice, and of course Dave.
Well, I'd like to welcome the new board coming on, David being the chairman, and Nicole being vice chair, and Sherilyn being the secretary.
Yep, and may their decisions be blessed.
And hope that we have another successful year. If there's nothing else, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Make that a motion.
Second.
I move the second to adjourn the meeting. This meeting is adjourned.